strategy. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Biden administration officials met virtually with Israeli counterparts over a planned military operation in Gaza.
For 2 hours, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli counterparts by video conference in a constructive engagement, a White House statement says. The U.S. side expressed concerns with various courses of action in Rafah, the statement says. President Biden has voiced opposition to any invasion of the city that does not protect more than a million Palestinian civilians seeking refuge from the war. The Israeli side, the White House says, agreed to take those concerns into account and have follow-up conversations that could include an in-person meeting next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. This coming as an airstrike has demolished Iran's consulate in Damascus, Syria, reportedly killing two Iranian generals and five others. Iran blames Israel for the strike. Progress made in allowing ships into a major eastern port after a bridge collapse last week.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore said several short-term goals had to be met in responding to the key bridge collapse. Closure for victims' families and help for workers affected are among them. He did announce that some bridge sections moved have opened a shipping lane to allow vessels to pass.
The temporary channel will be marked with government lights to aid navigation and will have a controlling depth of 11 feet.
That's on the northeast side of the collapse. A slightly deeper pass is being created on the southwest side. Also, companies affected by the collapse now have access to federal small business loans.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The Florida Supreme Court has issued two separate rulings allowing the state's voters to decide whether to protect abortion rights and whether to legalize recreational use of marijuana. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The trial began today for Chad Daybell, who's accused of killing his wife, Tammy, in 2019 and his girlfriend's two youngest children.
He then married Lori Vallow weeks after Tammy's death. Now, Lori had two children, 7-year-old Joshua Vallow and 16-year-old Tylee Ryan. Their bodies were found on Chad's property in Rexburg, Idaho, in 2020. Lori was convicted of murdering her children. A friend of the couple's testified during her trial that the two claimed to know if someone was possessed and had turned into a zombie, and that the only solution was to kill that person. Lori's been extradited to Arizona, where she's pleaded not guilty to conspiring to kill her estranged husband and niece's ex-husband. Jury selection for Chad Daybell is expected to take several days. He is facing the death penalty. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Department of Health and Human Services will now require hospitals obtain written consent before pelvic and other sensitive exams are performed by medical students, nurse practitioners, or physician assistants, especially if an exam will be done while the patient is unconscious. If hospitals don't get consent, they may be ineligible for Medicare and Medicaid programs. UPS lands a major deal.
United Parcel Service is set to become the primary air cargo provider for the U.S. Postal Service. The deal is scheduled to go into effect after a transition period. Financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. The Atlanta Shipping Company making the announcement Monday after its rival FedEx failed to extend its contract with USPS. It's set to expire on September 29th. FedEx, which has been trying to curb expenses due to decreasing freight demand and a huge cost structure, has had a 22-year partnership with USPS, its largest air-based express customer. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot has reached $1 billion. No one's won the Powerball jackpot since New Year's Day. The odds of winning the top prize are one in more than 292 million. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.